Anne-Marie Dane from the Missouri State University Music Department. She coordinates the opera program in the MSU Music Department. And Missouri State University Opera is going to be doing a double bill next weekend. You're not competing with SRO, so that's good.
No, thankfully, there's so few available weekends in the spring. It's nice to not overlap this time.
Yeah. You know, you're overlapping with the symphony, but it's maybe a different audience, you know, so.
Well, and there's, with two shows, then there's still available time, because
we'll
be doing a Friday and a Sunday.
That's right, you're doing two performances. Well, tell us about what you're doing here. You're promoting it as two operas and two women with a choice.
Absolutely. So we're doing two operas and in Italian, which is a first for us. And of course, our casts are largely undergrads. We have some of the most talented undergrads in the nation. They're regularly winning these national awards. And I thought, I'm really going to push them and see what we can do. And it's been really fun to dig a little. They have to dig a little deeper into the characters because they have to really know, you know, think about every single word in a new way that both they're saying and that their colleagues are singing.
And the music isn't necessarily easy either. We're talking about Rossini and Handel.
Yeah. I mean, over the last few years, we've done things written practically yesterday and some very old tunes. But I wanted to do some things that we could really dig into that are part of our history. So we have Handel's Imeneo, which is normally 2 hours and 45 minutes, which I have given a haircut to the tune of about 65 minutes. And Rossini's Il Signor Bruschino. I have singers who excel at that repertoire, and I thought it would be really fun to have them really be able to do an entire character of that repertoire and not just an aria.
Well, talk a little bit about the plots of each of the two.
So Imeneo, we have it really surrounds Rosmene, who is the soprano. Her and her sister Clomiri are praying in the temple before the opera even begins and are stolen away by pirates. And Rosmene has this fantastic love of her life, a countertenor named Tirinto. Mm. And he missed the whole things and doesn't know where she is or how to rescue her. But this handsome fella from another kingdom named Imeneo finds the girls on this pirate ship, rescues them, and brings them back. And all he asks for his reward is her hand in marriage. So her father immediately, Argenio, says, yes, absolutely. All you want is my daughter's hand in marriage. That's a great idea. And of course, Tirinto is not as keen on that. And Rosmene is torn between doing what she knows would be great for her kingdom and, you know, with the love of her life. So she has a very tough choice. And the music, Ayanna Williams is singing, she just explores it so beautifully in several different arias that kind of take her through how she makes that decision.
And again, this is not your typical cast of thousands, four-hour-long extravaganza for a Handel opera anyway. It's really one of the shorter of the Handel dramatic operas and small cast comparatively for his
five singers.
Right.
And so you really
And you cut it down to an hour and little over an hour. So.
Yeah, a little over an hour. And you know, it's an opera that just has, I mean, that's the entire storyline. The little sister, Clomiri, you know, poor thing, neither of the boys will look at her. She's like, could I, you know, if she doesn't take you, would you consider
yeah, right.
me? But, you know, the little sister, you know, poor thing.
That's right. So that's Imeneo. Then Il Signor Bruschino is a sparkling one-act Rossini comic opera.
Oh, my gosh, it's so fun. I mean, what I love about Rossini is just the chance for the comedy and the voices to just fly and those wonderful patter numbers, group singing where everybody's just moving as fast as their little lips can carry.
Well, you're talking about kind of expanding the horizons of the young singers and trying to sing Italian patter a la Rossini.
Yes.
Is
It's really fun because at the beginning, you know, they had these huge eyes of, will we ever be able to go up to the tempos that we're
right.
hearing on recordings?
Right.
And I said, oh, absolutely you will. And now they're cruising through it and able to have fun. And I've had a student who had shown an interest in directing several years ago. So Bridget Pollack has been gradually doing a scene here, a scene there, helping out and assistant directing. And now I gave her that show. And so that has been her baby. And it's just, she always has loved Rossini, and they're just having a marvelously fun time.
Now, you're doing both in Italian. Is there any provision for super titles or anything?
Yes.
You can actually do that in...
We can actually do that. So we have super titles, and of course, we're in C minor hall, which, you know, we've only been in for a little over a year and a half, and so I'm trying to see what can the space do. So we're going to really, you know, play with the lights. We've got wonderful projections of art of the time period done by my colleague Mitzi Kirkland-Ives, who's in the art department. And so we'll have art and beautiful costumes and the lights in C minor and a string quartet with our harpsichord, which doesn't get to be pulled out very often.
Right.
But it's a stunning instrument. And so it'll be a very intimate space. And I think that the plot is easy to follow. The students are really living the Italian, and we have the super titles for you as well.
If you could take a second to describe what has been done to what used to be Ellis Recital Hall to turn it into C minor hall.
My goodness, it's astonishing because, you know, the floor used to be audience flat and then kind of up, you know, another 4 feet to get to a flat stage.
Right.
But they took the whole thing. So now all of the audience is at a rake, you know, it's all banked.
So it's kind of a arena seating now.
Absolutely. And then the audience or the stage is at the bottom of this. So there's no bad seat. You're all just looking down on the players. We have, you know, the organ and the walls are just so beautiful. None of that, you know, dirt and mold and stuff of the days past. We have stunning acoustics. They raised the ceiling up. And so you can just hear a pin drop on there. And the singers, I keep telling them, I'm like, you can sing, you know, the most beautiful pianissimo and nobody's going to miss a word.
It's not like trying to fill Hammond's Hall unamplified.
Right. I mean, I think we have 185 seats or something like that. And but let's fill that
Absolutely.
I love it.
Not only once, but twice.
Let's fill it twice. But and the seats are comfortable, and you know, it's just a wonderful place to be with our stunning Steinways and our beautiful harpsichord. And I'm just couldn't be more tickled with how things have grown.
Well, all right. You have Dr. Amy leading the chamber orchestra for you.
Yes, she will lead our chamber orchestra. So we've got the white string quartet and my colleague, Jershin Bui, from over in our library. Mm. So if you see her at the library, you can come see her with her fantastically fun ornaments. It's really a special skill that not all pianists have to really ornament and play the recitative not just as chords but with really interesting fun
characterization actually
absolutely so she's been a part of the process from the beginning, getting to know the Italian and getting to know how she can make a character's entrance reflect the thoughts in their minds, and it's a joy.
All right, a double bill of Rossini's one-act comedy Il Signor Bruschino and an abridged version, I guess we could call it, of Handel's drama Imeneo, and that will be in C minor Recital Hall, room 220, actually, in Ellis Hall here on the MSU campus. Performances are next Friday the 12th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 14th at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $5 for students and $15 general admission. And you can find all kinds of information at missouristate.edu/opera, as well as a link to purchase tickets.
Absolutely. The button's kind of at the bottom. And follow us on Facebook as we do our dress rehearsals next week. I'll put lots of fun pictures up there to give you a preview of
what's to come. Dr. Anne Marie Dane telling you to come to see the double bill in the MSU opera program in C minor Recital Hall in Ellis Hall next Friday, the 12th, 7:30, Sunday, the 14th, at 3:30 p.m. Again, missouristate.edu/opera to purchase your tickets. And that's Dr. Anne Marie Dane from the Missouri State University Music Department. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Right. Thanks so much for having me.
You're saying this is the highlight of her day because she has a meeting to go to now. So you know, we all know how that is, folks. Thanks.